just imagine if you couldn't call the fire department because you were LGBT. I mean, that's an analogy to make. If you are LGBT, you should be able to call any state agency and get the same service.
That's human rights lawyer Caitlin Shortell. She represented the same-sex couples that sued the state for the right to marry.
I mean, this is an injustice that needs to be corrected.
In December, Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the Department of Justice would treat gender identity as protected under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. In early February, the U.S. EEOC Director of Field Programs sent a memo saying that complaints of discrimination based on gender identity should be accepted under the Civil Rights Act. Federal and state employees already have these workplace protections. And late last month, the Federal Commission ruled in a 4-2 vote that sexual orientation discrimination in the workplace was illegal, too. But the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights and the Anchorage Equal Rights Commissions refer LGBT discrimination complainants to a toll-free number for the federal EEOC. When I called the toll-free number, I was directed through nearly 3 minutes of call options. To speak with a federal EEOC employee, the wait was approximately 60 minutes. Both the state and Anchorage commissions have work-sharing agreements with the EEOC and receive a portion of their budget from the federal agency. However, the funding does not require commissions to enforce civil rights laws as the EEOC interprets them.
There's a basis and a duty to already be taking these complaints, and the commissions should be doing that without even amending state or municipal human rights law.
An initial interview request for this story, the commission's directors, Paula Haley for the state and Pamela Bassler for Anchorage, both refused to be recorded and would not answer questions directly. Neither director responded to subsequent interview requests.
I don't like any form of discrimination at all.
That's Governor Bill Walker. Disliking discrimination doesn't mean he's willing to change up the state commission members and the director who serve at his pleasure.
At this point, we don't intend to address this issue, and that shouldn't be a surprise.
Walker says his administration will not introduce legislation on this issue or any other social issue. He says he's not reviewed the priorities of the state's human rights commissioners or the commission's executive director.
Well, no, I don't want to be judgmental of what Human Rights Commission is or isn't doing, but I will say that we are working on that issue ourselves.
What issues are you referring to?
The issue of and that's come up in the past, of their having some venue to record circumstances where they feel they have been discriminated against.
In an earlier written statement, the governor said he'd leave it to the commission to decide whether to accept LGBT discrimination complaints or complaints from any other class. In other words, the state commission is actively choosing to not provide coverage. Only 2 of the 7 board members on the state human rights commission could be contacted, although neither would agree to be recorded. One stated that discussion surrounding LGBT discrimination protection has only come up a few times in the past few years. The federal EEOC canceled an interview and declined to reschedule. In a written statement, an agency spokeswoman says neither the state or Anchorage commissions are required to accept claims that they don't have jurisdiction over, and jurisdiction is based on their own assessment of the law, independent of the EEOC's positions. In an interview with KYUK's Ellie Coggins in May, State Commission Director Paula Haley didn't include LGBT people in her organization's duties.
So we have a very broad area of coverage, and we protect people from discrimination based on race, sex, disability, age, marital status. So there's a lot of coverage. Pretty much everyone in Alaska is protected by our law.
Later in the interview, Haley said most of the complaints the agency receives deal with employment discrimination, a type of discrimination transgender people are most at risk for, according to a 2012 Anchorage survey on LGBT issues. In a previous story for KTOO, Paula Haley says she's only seen a handful of cases over the years.
Very few people contact us because they're concerned about discrimination based on lesbian, gay, transgender, queer issues because they know we don't cover those. So they don't reach out to us because they know we don't have the ability to help them.
Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz says he wants to see equal protections under the law.
And has the same protections, whether you're straight or gay or lesbian, transgender, bisexual, whatever it is, everybody should have the same protections under the law.
But later in the interview, Berkowitz said he was unsure of how the Anchorage Commission currently handles these complaints and didn't mention any specific plans to address the issue. And Juno, I'm Lakeidra Chavis.